Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento, and I am really excited about today's Strategy Wednesday episode because this is actually a strategy that is in my head every single day as an entrepreneur, and I don't think I've ever shared it publicly or articulated it here on this podcast for you to really digest and use it to your advantage. We're going to be talking about the three phases of building your business. It's so important to identify this and to understand this concept if you're serious about building a business. If you don't understand this, it's really difficult. So we're going to end that today. I'm going to share all of this with you. I'm excited about it. Let's dive in. So since this is the first time that I'm publicly discussing this business strategy and something that's really, really important from a strategic standpoint for you to understand as an entrepreneur, we are going to stick pretty high level in here, and I'll definitely be doing a lot of future episodes that goes way more into detail about this. But really, in today's episode, you're going to get a high-level overview of this to the point where you definitely understand it, and you're going to start recognizing it in your own business, in your own workflow, in your own life, and you're going to be able to apply it literally starting today based on this episode. Now, I know that in one podcast episode in the past, I discussed this topic just very briefly with Nat Harward, one of my best friends in the entire world. He's a Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur favorite. He's been on this podcast both as a co-host with me and also as a guest host doing episodes by himself, which is really cool. So Nat is known and loved by the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur community, and it's really fun. We always, at least once a year, get a chance to hang out together. And when we hang out together, we almost always end up on a tennis court. Wherever in the world that we are, whether we're in Utah or Los Angeles or Boston, wherever we are, we end up on a tennis court. And you might be thinking, Brian, why are we talking about tennis in a Strategy Wednesday episode on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast? Here's why. In tennis, this is so important. And don't worry, whether you play tennis or not, this is going to start making sense to you, and it's really going to shed a lot of light on your business strategy. In tennis, there are three phases of play, and you as a player, let's pretend you are a player and you're playing against me. Every time I hit a shot, that shot determines whether I am on offense, defense, or neutral. So neutral is just rally balls. You and I are just rallying down the middle of the court. We're hitting pretty safe shots, but if you hit a shot that's short in the court and it's bouncing, it's not a fancy drop shot, you didn't catch me off guard, you hit a short shot which allows me to come closer to the net, ooh, it's right on my forehand side, I am going to be licking my lips at that prospect because that is exactly the type of shot that I want. That shot puts me on offense, and I'm going to hit a pretty aggressive shot. It's not going to go very high over the net. It's going to have a lot of spin on it, and it's going to have a lot of speed on it. It's going to be a very offensive shot. So in my head, I identified, you hit a short shot. It's got a pretty high bounce. It's coming to my forehand side. I can come close to the net. I'm on offense right now. And as a result, I'm going to hit an offensive shot, probably to your backhand corner of the court, which means you will be off balance, which means you will be running, which means you will be moving, and you're going to have to hit a defensive shot in return. And where tennis players often mess up, and huge kudos, shout out, I learned all this stuff thanks to Ian Westerman over at Essential Tennis, literally the world's largest and best online tennis instructional company, EssentialTennis.com. Shout out to Ian. So if you are a tennis player and you can't identify, holy cow, this guy just hit a very attacking shot against me, I'm off balance, I'm uncomfortable, it's outside of my perfect strike range, then you are going to, if you can't identify that, then you'll probably hit an error. Whereas if you can identify this phase of play as all of these conditions that I just listed to you, it's to my backhand side, I'm off balance, I'm moving, it has a ton of speed on it, I should probably just hit a defensive shot. I should probably just hit it high into the air, buy myself time, push the player further back into the court. I'm just going to hit a defensive shot, not go for an attacking shot because I'm not in an attacking position. I'm moving backwards. I'm uncomfortable. So it's really important for you to understand which phase of play you're in on every single shot. And the sooner you can identify it, the more you can adjust and the better prepared you'll be to receive that shot that your opponent hit at you. So those are phases of play in tennis. Now, whether you're into tennis or not, now you know a little bit more about tennis, and now we're going to apply it to your actual business. So the same is true in business. In business, there are three phases of play. And the reason why I gave you that tennis example is because this is the first context in which Nat and I articulated this years and years ago. It's probably 2017 or 2018, but gosh, has it stuck with me. And I'm telling you, every single day that I, in air quotes, go to work, every single day that I work on my business, I ask myself, which phase of play am I in today, or which phase of play am I in right now? Sometimes it shifts multiple times throughout the day. Sometimes I have a whole day dedicated to a specific phase of play. Sometimes a whole week I'm in the same phase of play. So I'm going to share with you those three phases of play in your business, and I summarize them. It's so easy to remember. If all you got to do is remember BSS, BSS. Those are the three phases of building your business. BSS, what do they stand for? B, building. This is the stage of play where you're building your business. Actually, I'll tell you what all three stand for, and then we'll dive a little deeper into each one of them. So BSS, B is for building, S is for selling, and the second S is for scaling. Building, selling, scaling. Those are the three phases of your business. Building is those building blocks. It's building your marketing funnels, building your ad campaigns, building out new offers or courses or services, whatever it is that you do, building your website, building your email automations, your follow-up system, building all of those foundational elements is phase number one. And you're going to see by the end of this episode, I'm not saying that these are sequential. You will flip back into these different phases of play. Just like in tennis, in one rally, you can do all three phases of play. You could do them all twice. You could do them all in sequential order or completely random order, depending on how the point is going, depending on how the rally is going. And it's same exact thing is true for your business. So that's the B, building. Building the foundational elements of your business, building the things you need to actually have a business and to be able to take on customers and clients. S is selling. And this is where the actual business growth happens. If all you do is stay in the building phase of play, you will never actually make money as an entrepreneur, which is why it's important after building to enter the selling phase. This is where you're actively using what you built to go get customers and clients. Go get people who will pay you real life money. Second phase of play, selling. And then the third phase of play is scaling. I also think about this interchangeably with systems. So once you've done that, once you've built things, once you've sold things, then you can think about, and only then can you think about, this is the only time it's sequential. It's really the first time. If you don't have any customers or clients, it's not possible for you to be in phase number three. You have to have paying customers and clients, at which point you can ask yourself the important question of, how do I scale this? How do I build systems that allow me to actually grow this thing even bigger? So that could be doing more automations or streamlining your onboarding flow for new customers or clients, or building strategic partnerships of people who will drive more traffic to your company, or building strategic partnerships where you outsource some of the work and you have partners that fulfill a lot of your orders. Whatever that looks like when it comes to scaling and systematizing your business. But here's the thing about these three phases of play is that so many entrepreneurs fall into one or two of these phases of play and they get stuck there. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to call out the B in BSS because way too often I see newer entrepreneurs stuck in the B phase, stuck in the building phase, and they spend months, they spend years building things without ever stepping into the second phase of play, which is selling. And this is why we're keeping it high level today, because I really want to point out to you that if you're serious about growing your business, you need to weave in and out of all three of these phases of play, and you need to recognize. That's why I use the tennis example to kick this podcast episode off, is because as a tennis player, the one thing you get better at the more that you play, when you know this concept, is identifying the phases of play that you should be in. Experienced tennis players know the second the ball gets off the strings of the other player's racket, holy cow, I'm in defense. Holy cow, I'm on offense. Holy cow, I'm just going to hit a neutral ball and keep this rally going because I don't want to be the one to hit an unforced error. You get better at identifying these. And that's why in today's episode, the big takeaway that I want you to get from this isn't, hey, here's what I have to be doing in the building phase. Here's what I have to be doing in the selling phase. Here's what I have to be doing in the scaling phase. I want you to be able to identify these things, because if you can identify them, then you can act on them. So I think it's really, really important, and that's why I'm so excited to share all of this with you in today's Strategy Wednesday episode, because when you wake up, and this applies to you, whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or you're side hustling or you're just working on your business for 30 minutes a night after you get home from work, you need to start identifying and calling out these three phases of play and say, okay, today I'm in building phase. There's these things that I really need to build. Without these things, I won't actually be able to sell to people. I won't be able to take money. I won't be able to get customers and clients. But if you've done that, then it's important to say, okay, tomorrow I got to be in the selling phase. I've already built. I've been building for a week now. I've been building for a month now. I got to enter the next phase of business. Otherwise, I'm not going to be growing. And so it's so important for you to start identifying these and calling yourself out. Shout out to Ian again, the CEO of Essential Tennis. So how Ian really, really got me to learn this concept was I went to one of his clinics out in the desert in California a couple years ago. It was an incredible tennis clinic. And Ian made us do a drill where every single time our opponent hit the ball, the second we saw that ball come off their racket, we had to yell, attack, defense, or neutral. We had to verbally yell it out loud as we're trying to get in place and hit the correct ball back at our opponent. So we really worked on that identifying. And obviously, if you can identify it in the moment, then you'll get better at it. But too many entrepreneurs don't even identify these phases of play, and they get stuck in the building phase, or they get stuck in the systems phase or scaling phase, or they get stuck in the selling phase without recognizing and realizing, gosh, there are other phases of play that I need to do. There are other phases of play if I'm serious about growing a business. All three of these are important. That's the thing that I want you to take away. In tennis, one of my biggest lessons was hitting a defensive shot doesn't mean you're a weak player, doesn't mean you're a bad player. It means you're a smart player if the situation calls for a defensive shot. And it's the one thing I've gotten way better at as a tennis player, is now I understand defensive shots, they have a purpose. They have a really strong beneficial purpose. And in fact, many times when you hit a defensive shot, it sets you up for attacking shots on the next ball that comes your way. So that's why it's so important. All three of these play a part. All three of these are essential. The same is true for your business. You do have to build, you do have to sell, and you do have to scale. You have to do all three of these, but you have to learn how to start identifying them and understanding which phase of play your business's cycle, your business's growth, your business calls for at this moment in time. And if you can start identifying these, you can start calling yourself out for staying in one of these phases for too long. You can't just keep building. You got to start selling. You can't just keep building and selling. You got to start scaling. You got to start building those systems. So that's why today's Strategy Wednesday episode, I'm so glad to get this off my chest, because gosh, it is so important, and I don't think we talk about it enough as entrepreneurs. We don't call it out, and if we don't call it out, we don't learn how to identify these phases of play, then we're going to get stuck in the wrong phases of play from time to time. So that's it. That's your crash course in the BSS model, in the three phases of play that it comes to growing your business. Build, sell, scale. Three really important ones. We're going to do much deeper dive episodes on these three different phases of play and three strategies on future episodes of the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. But I think this is a really good place to leave you with this high level overview. Start thinking about it in your own business. What does your business call for? What will actually move you forward? And what have you been investing your time in? And where should you be moving and investing your time in? That's it from me. This was a really fun one. A really, really fun one. I'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode, drop me an email. Hello@imetbrian.com. Hello@imetbrian.com. I can see how many of you are listening to each of these episodes. Do not be shy. Drop me an email. Hello@imetbrian.com. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. And also, if you've got business questions and you want to say, Brian, I'm stuck in the building phase. What should I do from here? Seriously, email me. Don't be shy. For real. Hello@imetbrian.com. Otherwise, as always, I'll see you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.